This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials said Tuesday the death toll from a partially collapsed Miami area condo building rose by 4 to 32 as rescue workers brace for a tropical storm and relatives of a deceased family of four prepare for the disaster's first funeral. A total of 113 people remain missing 12 days after roughly half of the 12-story Champlain Tower South building came tumbling down early in the morning on June 24th. Workers still searching the mountain of debris face strong winds as Tropical Storm Elsa approaches from the south. Although forecasts predict the Surfside area should avoid the brunt of Elsa on its projected course north from Cuba, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely and could hinder the search and rescue effort. Investigators have not determined what caused the 40-year-old complex to collapse. A 2018 engineering report found structural deficiencies that are now the focus of inquiries that led to a grand jury examination. Miami-Dade's mayor cautions it could take some time to find the exact cause. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani apologized Tuesday over massive power outages during a heat wave that have drawn widespread criticism and triggered street protests. Officials have blamed the blackouts on surging demand for power, along with low rainfall cutting hydroelectric output and illegal cryptocurrency mining farms accessing subsidized electricity. Rouhani said in remarks carried by state TV that people are right to complain. Angry residents gathered in several cities protesting the outages, which often did not follow blackout schedules announced by state-run electricity companies, according to Iranian news outlets and postings on social media. Find more on the stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News.